This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Before the show is over, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Disturbed when they come to Capital One Arena Monday, March 17th. So keep listening for your chance to win.
So our next guest is Mayor Bowser. We could invite her to be a celebrity judge for the stakeoff tomorrow.
We could. I mean, it is a big event that's happening in downtown D.C. tomorrow. But the bigger event is that Mayor Bowser is presenting the key to the city to Washington legend Daryl Green.
That's awesome.
Who we just had in studio a couple hours ago. Mayor Bowser, thanks for coming on the show today. Yeah, Daryl Green was awesome. He's amazing. I mean, there's nobody more deserving of a key to the city, which you will bestow upon him on Saturday at 10 a.m. Talk about the event, who's going to be there to help present the key to the city to Daryl Green before his jersey retirement on Sunday.
And then comment on when we get our key.
Yes, correct. I did like the laugh there by Mayor Bowser.
Oh, am I on? Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, great. Well, it's great to be with you guys, and I'm glad you got the news. We're going to be at Franklin Park, that's in the heart of D.C. at 13th and K, with a family fun fan event where we're going to honor Daryl Green. And we're just very proud of his service, very proud of his career, and he really epitomizes the spirit of Washington.
How difficult was it? Did someone approach you and right away you say, hey, we're going to do this? How does it come about?
Well, we heard about the jersey retirement, which is certainly an honor. And I have given very few keys to the city, so I'm going to have to look at the sports junkies to see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
I'll take a street, Mayor.
Who else has received a key?
Streets are good.
Streets are good. Who else has received the key?
Well, the other athlete that I have honored is Bryce Harper.
Should take away his key. Change the locks.
I honored Bryce Harper, and, you know, I'm still a fan.
Can you rescind the key to the city?
David Rubenstein, who is a big supporter of Washington, especially our historical venues, and he even helped get our pandas back, so we're grateful to him.
Now he owns the Baltimore Orioles, though.
We cannot de-emphasize what he means to Washington. Okay. So we're grateful for that. And for Daryl, when we just look at 20 years of being with one team, being in the Hall of Fame, but also being a Hall of Famer off the field is something that we want to celebrate. And if you're like me and you grew up with Washington, Daryl Green is the Washington football team. He is the Commanders. And so I just think it's a great honor and a great way for people to come enjoy their city, great fall day, and some free fun.
How many streets are named after guys?
And more guys than girls, as it turns out. But
really?
We have a lot of streets that we do ceremonial renamings
we
for.
We would even take an alley. I mean, it doesn't need to be a full-on street.
I'm trying to make our Green Day all about us, but whatever.
But you are.
I mean, we are coming up on our 30th anniversary.
This is true.
Just so you know. I mean, you know.
Oh, well, that's a good reason to get a key and a proclamation and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And for you all to keep talking about Washington as a sports capital and a sports town.
We have to
speak up and stand up for our city.
Right. We just got to keep winning, though. tired of this loser.
You made a bet recently. What's it like when you make bets with mayors of other cities?
Well, this one came up from Brandon Scott, who we love, and we're big fans of Baltimore. And it was a good game. I went up to Baltimore. It was the first game that I've been to this season. And the excitement there is amazing. And we want to recreate that excitement at RFK as well. Mm-hmm. It was just a big reminder to me of what a city stadium means to a town. RFK. Oh, we have to recreate. I was pulling up to the stadium, and I could just see people walking from every direction to support their team. And it just reminded me what it was like for people who would walk from East Capitol, walk from D Street, walk from all over, get off the metro to go support their team at RFK. So that's also a focus that we continue to have.
Very nice.
All right. Well, thank you, Mayor. We appreciate it. I know that Daryl is very appreciative. He's going to be emotional. Yep. He was emotional in here.
And just to let everybody know, the event is Saturday, October 19th at 10 a.m. Mayor Bowser will be there. Daryl Green, obviously, will be there. Mm-hmm. Mitch Rails, one of the co-owners of the Washington Commanders, will be there. B. Mitch, who's on 106.7 The Fan, will be there as well.
Yeah, B. And Mitch probably is asking where his freaking key is.
he might be.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you for the time. Okay. We appreciate it.
All right, you too.
You know how Daryl sat down here and he said, I never look for recognition. Mm-hmm. EB's the polar opposite.
Right, we're different people.
I said that, you know. I'd have a little swagger when I walked in Safeway about Daryl Green. And I definitely wouldn't be driving some VW Bug from 1977.
I'm shocked he cuts his own grass. Like, if I'm Daryl Green,
he's got a big yard, too. That is shocking.
He's got a big yard,
too. Well, he's got a ride on.
Some people like to do that, though.
Some people enjoy that.
He literally lives, from what I can tell, like, he practices what he preaches.
Yeah.
Like he said, there's got to be a purpose to it. I'm not just going to waste. He's not going to be wasteful like you and I.
Yes. There's a peacefulness to mowing your own lawn. Because you get away from your devices.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes I listen to music.
I still haven't done it in 20 years, but I do agree with the sentiment.
You do it all the time.
Almost once a week.
To me, there's nothing peaceful about cutting grass or like pulling weeds. There's nothing peaceful about it.
But my lawn takes 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll never pull weeds. It'll never happen in my lifetime. How many bendovers I have? I don't have enough to pull weeds.
You got to do it for your three putts.
Yeah. I did it yesterday.
Sorry. No. I don't have to bend over anymore because the silly lab putter with the DF3, the design of it, you just pop it right on top.
Got it.
Okay. It saves me about 41 bendovers.
Countless bendovers.
It does. How many
drinks did you have with your salmon after the 41 putts?
I had to wash it away with two old fashions.
Okay, that's standard.
Wash the pain away.
Yeah, you do have to get the pain. You have to send the pain below.
Send the pain below. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a solid one.
I can't believe how bad I am.
Speaking of music and bands, 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Disturb the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour Monday, March 17th. At Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale to the general public Friday, October 18th at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow, almost 24 hours from right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So if you want to get your tickets for free instead of pay for them, you're going to call us now. And win.
Don't forget your steak, Mr. Bickle.
I'm not bringing a steak.
Yeah, what are the odds he forgets it?
I'm just bringing a seasoning. I put it on the alarm.
he'll forget.
I'm the one that's getting the steak. You just have to bring your spices.
Oh, that's right. You're getting all the seasonings.
I'm just bringing the seasonings.
So I have a tea time.
So I will take care
of
that.
I have a tea time.
For tomorrow. Yeah,
you have a tea time.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.